Hey guys, hope everyone is doing amazing and welcome to Spirituality for the Real World. So you guys hear me say high vibe all the time, but what does it really mean at its core? So that's what I'm getting into today. At its core, high vibes mean alchemy. Alchemy means transmuting negativity into positivity. And I recommend reading the book called The Alchemist if you haven't yet, because it's truly a game changer. So sometimes people think that high vibe means not letting negative things affect you and being easygoing and not being difficult and not having boundaries or not having opinions that could challenge others, and not standing up for yourself or participating in confrontation. If that means entering into a disagreement or difficult conversation, but that's not the definition of this lifestyle choice and awareness level. Living on a high vibe means alchemy, because being high vibe launches the transmutation process when these things happen. It doesn't always block them from happening in the first place, although they do happen less when you are vibing on a high frequency. But when they do happen, a high vibration baseline level allows all of these tough situations to be treated as lessons and catalysts for more growth and a development of an understanding of all sides and a remembrance that everything happens for the highest good. Believing that everything happens for the highest good is also tricky, because sometimes it doesn't appear like this at all, but you can always forgive yourself and love yourself more, and that's enough. So high vibes extend every situation into an exploration and an investigation for the lesson and the catalyst for more healing, learning, growing, evolving, and raising our consciousness. People sometimes take advantage of people who consider themselves to be high vibe people because they think that they can control them or always get their way, because establishing yourself as high vibe sometimes gets confused with meaning that these high vibe people won't challenge other people because they're always basically happy with whatever. And it's kind of true, because the baseline of a high vibe is positivity, but it's a journey to reach that baseline level frequency. And reaching it means putting up boundaries, which other people might not like. And honestly, it's harder to maintain a standard high vibe frequency than these other people may think it is. There are so many things in this world that have the potential to trigger us, and it's so freaking easy to tap into them and to subscribe to them and to get caught up in them and spiral out of control into low vibe emotions like jealousy, judgment, or hatred. So knowing all of this and still achieving a high level baseline frequency is honestly quite a significant accomplishment, and it's achieved by alchemy. Alchemy opens the doorway to a higher timeline. The highest vibration of all is unconditional love. And when you vibrate there, everything transforms. So what does this mean to me? So within your life circumstances, there are several timelines that you have access to and the capability to align to and to live within. So for instance, let's say you are cleaning your shower. Sounds really fun, doesn't it? Honestly, at first thought, I wouldn't consider cleaning the shower to be a fun activity, But that is a low frequency emotion and positions the activity on a low timeline. Now, if you cultivate the ability to change the narrative around cleaning the shower by reframing it into an activity you can do to release stress and optimize your daily shower for because it's clean, it could be a time to think, a time to listen to music or a podcast, anything like that. So when you do that, you're tapping into the highest vibrational timeline available to you for the same exact circumstances and transforming the activity into something with high vibes associated with it instead. So the sucky scenario is still happening, but your interpretation of it and your perspective on it alchemizes it into a positive one. Now, that's kind of a silly situation, but the rules still apply that your circumstances didn't change, only your attitude towards it did. And that's how good vibes are developed and how they operate to support you by sustaining you on your journey towards your best possible life. So let's talk about one more example of this. So let's say that you did a lot of work to earn something and somebody tries to take it from you and take it for themselves. And when you say that's not fair and express your right to ownership, the other person tells you, you say you're good vibes, so practice what you preach. So that technique is what's called gaslighting. It's completely outrageous for the other person to assume that just because you are a good vibes kind of person that they have the ability to take advantage of you when you rightfully earned what you have. And they didn't earn it at all with any amount of effort accomplished. So being good vibes in this situation by going within and recognizing that your effort fueled the result and you deserve to receive the fruits of your labor. And if you don't want to give them up, you don't have to just because you are a good vibes kind of person. So I wouldn't allow this other person to devalue what you did and how connected you feel to your creation by telling you to practice what you preach for their benefit when they could have also contributed their efforts instead of expecting to benefit off of yours anyways. So in this situation, first forgive yourself for getting into this low vibe situation. Then ask yourself, is it worth fighting with this person who is clearly living on a different timeline than you are? Will they even understand where you're coming from? Or will you engage with them and try to prove why you're unwilling to conform to their idea of what's fair? Well, it depends, but making that decision for yourself to go through this evaluation process is what is high vibe, and that's what matters. Your ability to evaluate the situation from all angles is what will save you the frustration. And remember, the universe is always working for you. So there must be something valuable to be learned here. What you learn from it, depending on how you treat it, will be up to you because there are several high vibe versions to execute here, but you might learn that no, it isn't worth it. And when one door closes, another door opens, right? Or is it more important to hold on to what you earned? You decide, but there should always be that evaluation driven by your high vibrational consciousness. And try to stay calm throughout the confrontation. Forgive yourself and do better next time. Lead by example, no matter which route you take towards a resolution. And surrender to the process and trust the process. You'll always gain something from every situation. Believing in this is what is high vibe. To never stop evolving through everything. That is what a high vibe approach to life consists of. And everybody is on their own journey, so everybody will learn in their own time. So it's best to shift your focus to evolving yourself. And remember, to be honest, from the highest spiritual level of awareness, you chose this journey before you were even born. Legit, every single experience and every single lesson was chosen for you and by you so you could evolve into your best possible self. And so did everybody else. We all chose our life's journeys. So trust your highest self by remembering that. So just do right by people and don't worry if that energy is returned, because that isn't on you. But being aligned to a high vibrational frequency is supposed to only attract high vibe situations and the things that you want to manifest into your life, right? Well, no, this is not exactly true. You don't always attract only things on your high vibe frequency necessarily in the first place. That's where the alchemy comes in. Right, so you might attract and manifest a low vibe situation into your life, but it's your job to use your good vibe energy reserve to transmute the situation in the end and convert it to a high vibe situation from finding meaning within it and learning from it. Because sometimes you attract things that you need, but you didn't know that you needed, and these lessons can be disguised as low vibe until you transform them from negativity into positivity. Then moving forward, you have learned, so then you'll constantly be eliminating more and more negativity from your life by handling things better. And the negativity might be there initially, but it will evaporate by implementing this transmutation process. The more you do this, the more that the initial negative situations won't develop in your life to begin with. Hopefully, yes, they will. And more positivity will manifest instead. And I realize I just said hopefully, and I'm really trying to eliminate that from my vocabulary, because hopefully is not a high vibe word, and manifesting means you have to believe in things with conviction. So these low vibe situations won't happen if you stay on your high vibe, is what I really should be saying, because it's just really good advice. But yeah, negativity will always show up to an extent, and you will always be transmuting it. And that's what good vibes means. But yeah, so I think you can also consider yourself good vibes for other reasons, because it would be silly to think that the only way you can be good vibes is if your life is perfect. And that's not what it means at all. You're good vibes because you respect yourself and you're connected to your highest self and to source. And you know that the universe has your back and that there is a lesson in everything. So meditation is a good tool to tap into to be able to handle negativity, not block it. That's what meditation produces at its core. It produces resiliency and perseverance. It doesn't block negativity from the get-go, but it also promotes more positivity, so that's probably going to be the stronger result for all of us. But what it really does is it builds your resiliency muscles so that you can tap into those whenever you might need them, which is, you know, hopefully a rare occasion, but you can't really control that. So you'll be transmuting it anyways, right? So this combination allows you to be light in the world. And I mean that from a physical standpoint and an energetic standpoint. Like, don't be heavy. Don't be pessimistic. Don't be low vibe just because something bad happened. Yeah, like, depression and low vibes and mood swings exist, but that's exactly why these are considered diseases and not normal states of being. because your mood in general is meant to be high vibe. So when you deviate from that, that's why it's called a mood swing and not a consistent state of being. So being good vibes does attract more good vibes and high vibe situations and people into your life. It just does. But that doesn't mean that it blocks negativity from entering your timeline, which we've been over a bunch. So yeah, I just think it's really critical to stay mindful of that and to do your best and look at it from the big picture and acknowledge everybody involved in your situations by being considerate of everybody's different consciousness levels. So yeah, develop high expectations for the universe and for your life and for everybody else's lives, because you deserve the best and so does everybody else. Expect people to meet you at your consciousness level from the get-go by always starting with a positive attitude, and expect things to be working in your favor and everybody involved, because no matter what, it will. You know, you'll succeed in the traditional sense of success, or you'll learn. Both cases are positive, right? Sometimes things won't go your way the way that you expected them to in the first place. Obviously, that's life. But in some way, what I'm saying is that it always goes your way because you're committed to always learning and growing no matter what plot twist is thrown your way. Lead by example and never dim your light to make others feel comfortable if they appear uncomfortable with your authenticity and good energy field. That feels foreign to people sometimes. So a high vibe can scare people because if they're not used to it, they won't appreciate it and, you know, can make you feel bad about it. But either way, just like don't dim your light because it's just not the move. So stay authentic and discover your tribe who won't make you feel this way, and allow your tribe to flow into your life by finding you by way of your highest vibe magnetism. Your vibe attracts everything. So do things from love, not for love. Give the love to yourself no matter what, because that's high vibe. And yeah, so some traumatic scenarios are really freaking hard to transmute and to find meaning in, and just shouldn't exist to begin with, and literally make us so mad, upset, and depressed. But you can still forgive yourself and forgive the others involved, even when they don't technically deserve it. But from a high vibe perspective, forgiving them isn't for them. It's for you, so that you can clear negativity from yourself. Forgiving people is a gift to yourself. And forgiveness sometimes is the only thing you can do to transmute it. The more you forgive yourself, the higher your vibe rises. We make mistakes sometimes, we cause harm sometimes, but commit to learning, because when you know better, you do better. Don't place blame and take the others out of the equation, because everything starts from within. A victim mentality mindset isn't high vibe. So take responsibility by removing the others from the situation whenever you feel that you can and are called to do so. And you can start over every single day if you want to. And trust that your spirit guides will always redirect you back on your true path, especially if you appear to have fallen off course. The way that they redirect you might surprise you, but they've got you covered. And this is a high vibe quote that I love, so I wanted to share it. Protect your energy. You decide who has access to your energy and who doesn't. When you aren't aware of this power, you are pulled in all sorts of directions, and most likely towards the wrong energy exchanges, places, people, or investments. Protecting your energy is a high vibe. And there's one more that I really love, so I'll share it. The goal is to do better. The mission is to enjoy growing. The time is now. So I hope this was helpful. High vibes is one of my favorite topics. So thank you guys so much for listening. That's it from me, fam. Love life, and your life will love you back. Bye.